In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Mary Lou Osborne Lampkin, age 80, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Monday in Louisville. She is survived by three children in Louisville, Indiana, and Florida, one brother of Indiana, five grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Mary Lou Osborne Lampkin will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church at Raywick, with burial in the church cemetery. The Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Logan Ray Salee, age 69, of Greensburg, died Monday at Taylor Regional Hospital. Survivors include his wife, Ruth Adina Kessler Salee, three sons and two daughters-in-law of Glasgow and Indiana, a daughter and son-in-law, Wanda and Bill McKinney of Greensburg, stepmother Ruth Salee of Campbellsville, four sisters, Ethel Milby of Somersville, Jewel Cox, Laura Mae Dudgeon, both of Campbellsville, Mary Vance of Greensburg, two brothers, William Edward Salee, Damon Salee, both of Campbellsville, 10 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Logan Ray Salee will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens with full military honors. Mrs. Mary Alice Flatt Whitney, age 83, of Greensburg, formerly of Adair and Greene Counties, passed away Monday in Greensburg at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. She is survived by one son, John Bernard, one brother of Louisville, six sisters of Louisville and California, six grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, one great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Mary Alice Flatt Whitney will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time at the Nunnally Funeral Home in Louisville, with burial in Louisville. For more information locally, contact the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mr. Chester Howard Humphreys, age 93, of Niffley, died Monday at Westlake Regional Hospital. He is survived by two sons and a daughter-in-law, including Bill and Clara Humphreys of Niffley, two daughters and a son-in-law, including Sharon and Paul Campbell of Campbellsville, 12 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, one brother and sister-in-law of Illinois. Funeral services for Chester Howard Humphreys will be Friday morning at 11 o'clock at the Christie's Chapel Methodist Church, with burial in the Hardin Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home. Mr. Robert E. Bobby Gentry, age 67, of Greene County, died Monday at his residence. He is survived by his wife, Betty Jean Lowe Gentry, one son of Edmonton, two sisters and one brother, Mildred Perkins of Horse Cave, Marie Compton of Campbellsville, Clell Gentry of Greensburg. Funeral services for Robert Bobby Gentry will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. Leo Adams, age 77, of Greensburg, died Tuesday at Caverna Hospital in Hart County. He is survived by his wife, Ethel Jeffries Adams, three sons and three daughters, Robert Harold and Sharon Annette Adams of Mount Sherman, Jerry Wayne and Sandra Adams of Somersville, Terry Glenn and Betty Adams of Greensburg, Linda Curry and Glenn Matney of Greensburg, Brenda Kay and Bruce Hunt of Greensburg, and Betty and Buddy Killensworth of E-Town. One brother, Olin Morgan of Adair County, one sister, Orthella Reynolds of Greensburg, 10 grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Leo Adams will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens at Somersville. The family requests visitation after 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. Mr. Eddie Franklin Upchurch, age 66, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at Grandview Nursing and Rehab Center. He is survived by two brothers and sisters-in-law, Teddy and Carol Upchurch of Greensburg, Reed and Linda Upchurch of Campbellsville, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Betty and Kevin Johns of Campbellsville, Brenda and James Loy of Greensburg. Funeral services for Eddie Franklin Upchurch will be Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home. Mr. Gary Lee Clements, age 57, of Campbellsville, died Tuesday at the University of Kentucky Medical Center in Lexington. He is survived by his son and daughter in Indiana, six stepchildren, three brothers and sisters-in-law, including Otis and Sheila Clements of Sperlington, Verrill and Dolores Clements of Campbellsville, two sisters and brothers-in-law, Isla and Jed Dudgeon of Campbellsville, Lillian and Jack Bishop of Greensburg, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Gary Lee Clements will be Saturday morning at 11 o'clock at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home, with burial in the Elkhorn Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock Friday at the Lyon DeWitt Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Family Funeral Fund. Mrs. Chantel Marie Milby Dale, age 34, of North Carolina, died Sunday from injuries suffered in an automobile accident. She is survived by her husband, James Dale, of North Carolina, four children, her father and stepmother, Gary and Vicki Gooden Milby of Somersville. Funeral services for Chantel Marie Dale will be Sunday afternoon in Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Cowart and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gibbons, WVLC News.